From filling your ears to filling your stomach, we'll help you add extra dimensions to your travels in the hour ahead.
I used to live in London, and I'll tell you, I was there as a poor graduate student, but it was one of the greatest experiences of my life, because every night in London, almost like Vienna back in 1800, there's a fabulous concert to be heard. And a lot of the times, it's really affordable.
Ben Curtis tells us about his favorite places to enjoy classical music in Europe. And Christina Duarte recommends going beyond Lisbon to taste the many flavors of Portugal, especially in the siesta-free north.
I love Porto, one of those cities that have so much things to give and still not so much explored.
And from street food in Japan to sharing mutton in Mongolia, or even a feast of betel nuts and fruit bat in Micronesia, Don George proves that mealtimes can offer some of the richest cultural treats in our travels.
They have things bubbling in pots that they will spoon out for you, and you eat them, and they're all delicious, and you don't know what you're eating, and you're drinking and talking. And
it's all just ahead on Travel with Rick Steves.